Hello, once again, Jacob here from the Free Culinary School Podcast, found online at freeculinaryschool.com, and I want to welcome you to another edition of FCS Q&A. Today's question is regarding culinary school, what types should you go to, and if you're ever too old. So Meg asks, what would you have to say about the caliber of culinary schools? And she's basically considering different culinary schools, whether they're the high-ends and the well-known names, or a sort of community college level. Now, here's my thing with culinary schools, is pretty much, it's like a university in the stance of, you know, the bigger the name, the more talent they can actually attract to teach their students. So, you know, names like the CIA, Johnson & Wales, French Culinary Institute, all those guys have really, really well-known chefs who are also instructors, and they're able to attract those chefs because of the name that they have and the sort of notoriety that you get for teaching at one of those schools. Now, that's not to say that your local program at the local community college isn't a bad deal. In fact, considering that some of these big-name schools will charge you close to $100,000 in tuition, you know, paying maybe $1,000 every two semesters for a community college program isn't all that bad. Because bottom line, when you go into a kitchen, that degree, usually an associate's degree, some people offer a bachelor's program, but your associate's in culinary arts is going to basically show that chef you're trying to get a job from, even though you don't have any experience working in an actual kitchen, that you're serious about your career and that you're serious in going that direction. But really, a lot of what you, is going to make you valuable, especially further down the line, is building your resume and working for great chefs and really just attracting as much knowledge as you possibly can. Now, over on the Free Culinary School Forum, we've had a discussion going on a little while regarding if you're ever too old to attend culinary school. And my thing is you're never too old to go and chase after any dream. I don't care, you know, if you're 30 or if you're 95. If you have a dream, I think you should chase it. However, there are some things that you have to take into consideration. If you're, you know, in your mid-40s or mid-50s, do you really want to start at the bottom and work your way up over a period of time that could take anywhere from 5 to 15 years to become an executive chef? Are you willing to take that pay cut? Even if you go to culinary school, chances are when you first graduate, if you never had any true restaurant experience, you're probably going to be making anywhere in the $9 to $11 an hour range. So with the life that you have, you know, being in your 40s or 50s or maybe even your 30s, can you afford to take that sort of pay cut, and are you ready to sort of start all over again? Now, if the question is yes, then, you know, by all means, jump into it. Also, like we were talking before, culinary school can be extremely expensive, and usually you pay for culinary school by taking on a student loan. Now, how long and at what percentage rate is it going to take you to maybe pay off that $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 student loan that you took out to go to culinary school? And that, again, going back full circle to Meg's question, that also is a really good argument as to why you might want to attend a local community college first, and then if you really, really want to go to that big-name culinary school, then you can do that as well, but just understand what you're getting yourself into with the kind of debt that you're accumulating and how long it's going to take you to work your way out of that debt and work your way up in the culinary industry. If you have any more questions, another great place to go is, like I mentioned, the Free Culinary School Forum and freeculinaryschool.com/forum, and you can register there, and it's absolutely free, and you can ask your questions and get in on the discussion. You can always Twitter your questions to me, at Chef Jacob. Check me out on Facebook, and go to freeculinaryschool.com, read all of our articles, listen to our main podcast, and you can ask your questions in the comment section there as well. Until next time, this is Jacob with the Free Culinary School Podcast, reminding you to cook with passion.